Yes. We're going. Right now.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. For the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scatter like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slip away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. He was a good wife and bore him a young son named Kim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. He liked quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. His baby, bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, all he knew was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. Hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilot, and drinks that green label each day. Writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he won't care what most people say. For 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, give me some of his magic. Some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Thanks in part for you. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Paris, springtime, 23, we'll see you. All right.